As an acknowledged master of workflow, David Allen is sometimes paid a tidy sum by less than tidy business executives who fly him in for an intensive weekend to sort them out. He guides them through setting up to-do lists, purging their office of clutter, and establishing efficient work habits. But his core advice applies to people in all walks of life. Whatever the tasks on your own list, if you don't get them cleanly organized and off your mind, it might drive you out of your mind. One place where David finds peace of mind is here in his garden, infused with the sweet scent of citrus trees in Ojai, California.
Catherine and I moved here like 12 years ago, and we sort of discovered we were on this God's little acre out here on the east end of Ojai, and the place was a tear down. We still haven't managed to tear it down. We just planted all around it so you can't see it. That's one way to do it.
Adorned with antique roses and a gorgeous row of lavender, the garden also features David's current fixation, a collection of the miniature trees known as bonsai.
Catherine bought me a couple, and I just got turned on to it. I mean, you know, I read all of Alan Watts and Suzuki by the time I was, 17. I loved the Zen idea. And then we went to Japan last year, and I just was totally blown away by the aesthetic of it. I love reading the books about it that say, do this, snip this here, and in about 4 years, you can come back and then snip this here, and then ultimately, look, here's what it's going to look like. And I thought, anybody that's impatient ought to learn bonsai, it just takes you into a whole different series of time. But it was a fascinating experience just to start to work. Time just disappears from me. I come out with a little pruning shears on this little Chinese elm. Time will just, I'll be in my zone. And it's amazing how, you can step into a little universe like that. They're so beautiful. They're gorgeous.
Stepping out of our everyday thoughts and into a sphere without worries is the skill David Allen tries to impart to a growing audience drawn to his worldwide bestseller, Getting Things Done. It really is possible, he says, to arrange our lives so that loose ends get tied up and our minds become relaxed.
It's actually very easy to do. Everybody's done it. Everybody knows how to write things down. Everybody knows how to make a decision called what's the action step. Everybody knows how to look at a list and trust your gut or your heart about which phone call is the most important one to make right now. So they're not actually new behaviors or new skills. Everybody knows how to do that. What's challenging is to do that about everything and have a totally coherent, out-of-your-head, totally objective, complete, consistent system with all of the commitments at every level and horizon out in front of you and available for review. That is tricky business to try to get there, because not only is it challenging to just create that whole inventory, it takes most people a couple of days with good coaching to get that inventory captured, clarified, and organized appropriately. But those lists then keep changing, because as with every new input that comes in to voicemail and ideas and conversations, that means new things have to be assessed. Those have to be feathered into the previous mix, rethought now in terms of what's current and what's not. So that set of behaviors, which as I refer to as sort of the black belt at this martial art of work, is indeed a rare thing to see, that people are that rigorous on the front end and having a trusted enough system that their brain actually can let it go. But that's a rare place to get to.
Are you able to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, I fall off regularly, but that's the whole point, is not to stay doing this. The whole point is like to constantly keep getting back on the game, but at least I know the game. I have no excuses, because I know how to get back on this game. Whether I do or not, it's just whether I do what I teach. The problem with most people is they've never seen a whole system and they don't trust that they can get there. That's why they let themselves be driven off latest and loudest, because, I know I've got to do it and it's in my face, and if I don't do it right now, I might lose track of it, so now I have to do it. But the problem is there's a lot of other stuff I probably have to do, oh damn. And that's why people feel so upset with all the input coming in, is because they know they need to do something about it, but they don't have a systematic way or approach to trust that they can park it and not finish it right then and come back to the well at an appropriate timing.
The key then is to have a trusted system that you can so rely upon that it's not taking up any more space in your head.
Yeah, and the trusted system is not just a physical system or just list. The trusted system is a trusted systematic approach. You have to trust that you will pick things up and ask, what is the outcome? What's the project here? What's the next action? So the trusted system also includes that you have to trust that you have the behavior to think through the things the way you need to think through them, and that you actually will do that, you know, on a consistent basis. And, you know, once you catch what it's like to have truly nothing on your mind and see what a fully intact system really looks like, then even very highly in control people, highly organized people, will usually gulp and go, yeah, I'm not even close yet.